now. Listowel Gardaí are investigating an incident in which a house was allegedly damaged by fire in the town over the weekend. No injuries thankfully reported, but Gardaí are appealing for anyone information to come forward. It comes as a Kerry County councillor is calling for parents to be held accountable if their children engage in antisocial behaviour. That councillor, Sinn Féin councillor Tom Barry, is with me on the line. Tom, good morning to you. First of all, look, what's your concern about what happened over the weekend?
Well, Jerry, actually, what happened is on Sunday night at approximately 10 o'clock in one of our estates here in Listowel in Stalker's Lawn, there was a fireworks pushed through the letterbox of a residence. Now, fortunately, there was nobody at home at the time. There was a lot of damage to the house by a fire was started. And as I said, thankfully, there was no one home, because if there was, we could be having a much different conversation this morning. I suppose my issue with it is that I've been highlighting my concerns around Halloween for many years now, and the fact that, you know, it's supposed to be an enjoyable time of the year, particularly for our younger children. But unfortunately, it no longer is, you know, an enjoyable time of the year, and it hasn't been, Jerry, for a number of years, many communities, not just in the store, but in other parts of the county, and indeed outside of the county. Halloween now has just turned into, in my view, an excuse for a minority of people just to partake in antisocial behaviour. And, I mean, when you're thinking about, you know, the most vulnerable people in our society, they dread it. And I get the phone calls every year that people dread this time of the year. It's just turned into, for me, it's no longer the enjoyable experience that it was supposed to be. And I just feel that when you have gangs of youths, which is actually what is happening, going around with fireworks and rockets and letting them off at the cars and aiming them at houses, you know, people start, they need to be held accountable. And people need to start realising that these fireworks and rockets, they're not toys. They can be lethal weapons. And look, that was proved on Sunday night, because thankfully there was no one hurt, but it was a very frightening and serious incident, and people are on edge, and people are worried.
Yeah, and this is something, Tom, that you've seen. Obviously you're being contacted by people, and I think we've all seen it to some extent. Halloween has become a much bigger event in terms of the holiday events in the calendar. It seems to last for a month now. Now, there are positives to that. There are festivals, there are well-organised events. People come out and they celebrate this time of year. It's a uniquely kind of Irish festival. It started here. But this was even referenced in the Dáil last week as well, that, you know, the fireworks start at the end of the summer and they keep going on into November. Illegal fireworks being set off in dangerous situations.
Yeah, and I mean, for us here in Listowel, the fireworks start at the Listowel races. You know, once the Listowel race is finished, the fireworks start. So, like you said, it's like it goes on for 2 months. You know, and I mean, I just feel that, you know, we've taken our eye off the ball on this. And every year, I always made a point of putting in an awesome motion to Kerry County Council about asking Kerry County Council, you know, to liaise and to work much closer with our Gardaí in spreading the news and getting the word out there that the dangers that are associated with Halloween and with the fireworks and with the bangers, and how people need to be a bit more respectful, you know, of the more vulnerable people in the communities. But it seems to fall on deaf ears. Now, it's only a minority, Jerry, but that minority, you know, they can ruin it for everyone. And it just seems to me that it's no longer the fun event that it was meant to be. And you're right, there have been huge efforts made, you know, to make Halloween enjoyable, you know, and we have our festivities and we have our parades and we have them in Listowel again this year, and there's a lot of work put into that. But I just feel, you know, that it is a front for me, for a small minority of people, they're using it as an excuse to partake in antisocial behaviour, and it ruins it for everybody. And it shouldn't be a time of year that people dread. And that's unfortunately what it's turning into. And
that's what it's turning into for people. They actually dread this time of the year instead of enjoying it.
Yeah, and I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately it is. And I just think that if we let it drag on, and what frustrates me about it, Jerry, and I've said this before, you know, I feel for the last number of years we've had incidents, and, you know, and it's a case of, look, we'll get through it, and thankfully Halloween will be over now in a few weeks, and, you know, and I think the can is kicked down the road, and then the following year, it's getting worse, and the year after that, it's getting worse. We have to nip it in the bud now. We have to be make it very clear. When I say we, I feel Kerry County Council have a huge role to play here. We have Kerry County Council, they don't have their own antisocial behaviour policies. I'm not saying for 1 minute, Jerry, that all antisocial incidents are in social housing estates, because I know for a fact they're not. But I'm just saying that in the situations where you have antisocial or criminal issues, you know, in Kerry County Council estates, well, then Kerry County Council have their own antisocial behaviour policies. They should be stepping up and they should be implementing them. Because, I mean, and it's not just responsibility of Kerry County Council or the Gardaí. A lot of responsibility goes back in the parents and the guardians of what it is for most part that these young people partake in this. So I think there has to be a combined effort. But communities are sick and tired of it. And I know it here myself from the store. That particular estate, for the last 2 weeks, it was bombarded with fireworks and rockets, and there was gangs of young people up there for the last 2 weeks. The Gardaí were up there every evening trying to control us. And it just got out of hand. And that's what happens. It gets out of hand and someone gets hurt.
Yeah, the government were asked about this and they've said, look, they have Operation Tombola, it's called. They carried out, you know, 1,218 firework seizures, estimated value of €225,000 over the last decade. Of course, fireworks are illegal. The importation, unlicensed importation, sale or use fireworks illegal in the state, and the penalty includes fines of up to €10,000 or 5 years imprisonment for possession with intent to sell or supply. Now, the Minister for Justice, Minister for State, Department of Justice, Niall Collins, was talking about this, and he said, look, there's 36 local community safety partnerships are being established nationally, and these would offer an important forum to deal with the matter and would involve broader community representation through community groups, resident associations, councillors and Gardaí. These are the replacements for the Joint Policing Committees, Tom. Is that somewhere to go with this, or would that make a difference, do you think, if it could be focused on in a particular area?
It should be, Jerry. But the frustrating thing for me again about that, I'm going to be part of this community partnership. I was part of the Joint Policing Committee. It's been well over a year since we had our last Joint Policing Committee, since they were disbanded in this county and everywhere else. It's been dragging on, and that's what frustrates communities. You hear this, this talk and this announcement. Yeah, well, this is something that can be brought up at the Joint Policing Committee or Community Forum. That's not good to people. People want to see action on the ground. And I think we have, look, the local authorities, in my view, have the power within their own antisocial behaviour policies. But they don't implement them. I genuinely, and I feel strongly
not
about this.
Not enough enforcement. You feel it's not enough action, not enough enforcement on the ground to bring home consequences for those, that minority that engage in this.
Absolutely not, Jerry. And I've been beating this drum for years. If you look at every council tenant gets a tenant handbook. The do's and don'ts and the rights and wrongs and the rules and regulations are in that tenant handbook for everyone to see. And if anybody looked at that, they would see that the Kerry County Council antisocial behaviour policies include, you know, criminal behaviour, if you're interfering with your neighbours, if you're causing damage, a lot of it of what has been happening through the Halloween festivities, and not just in Halloween, overall, the antisocial behaviour is covered in this. But there's very little action taken when it comes to holding people, you know, accountable. And I'm not asking to say for 1 minute that I want people evicted from their homes. Of course I don't, Jerry. But what I will say to you is, there's an awful lot of people on our Kerry County Council housing waiting list, and they would love the opportunity to get a council house, and they would respect it, and they'd respect the community that they're in. But I just think that people, they're not being held to account. And I've been saying it for years, we need a much stronger alliance between Kerry County Council and the Gardaí within our county when it comes to dealing with antisocial behaviour issues. They should be working a lot closer together. Kerry County Council will tell you, if it's a criminal issue, you know, you have to contact the Gardaí. I feel that there should be a much stronger alliance. If Kerry County Council, if the Gardaí are called into a social housing estate for an issue, a serious issue, they should be engaging with Kerry County Council, and likewise, they should be sitting down more often, working together to come up with to try and resolve issues within our estates.
Okay, Tom, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme. That's Sinn Féin councillor Tom Barry with his view after that incident took place at the weekend. Gardaí still investigating it, looking for any witnesses who are involved to get in touch with them and looking to talk about this situation, try and get to the bottom of exactly the nature of it. If you have a view on that, the wider context of Halloween, we're in Fire Safety Week this week as well. So warnings out there from the Kerry Fire Service and nationally the Fire Service about the dangers of unlicensed, illegally bought, illegally supplied fireworks in this country. It does, and it's you know, because it's anecdotal, but from what politicians are telling us from context from their constituents, it seems to be getting longer and longer now, the period of illegal fireworks use in this country. Is the law fit for purpose anymore? Or is it down to that issue that Tom Barry feels there needs to be more enforcement by both the Gardaí and particularly by local authorities to take action on it? I'd love to hear your views on that, your own experiences of it. Get in touch with us following on from what happened in Listowel and the concerns people have about illegal fireworks usage. We have Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly. Senator Kennelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
You're planning on raising this issue this week in the Oireachtas, is that right?
I have, Gerry, and to be honest, look, since I became a senator up in Dublin and representing the Kerry people, this is one of the first ones I brought to the floor of the Senate to regulate, to resource the Gardaí, to do whatever we could, install CCTVs in every lamppost if we had to, so that what happened in Talbot Village last year was never again going to happen. I raised it twice, and in September, then Jim O'Callaghan, Minister for Justice, brought in, I suppose, really a public awareness campaign. Now, how credible this is has to be judged or will be judged post Halloween 2025, because if it's not implemented, if parents aren't made aware of the consequences of illegal fireworks in the area, someone is supplying these, Gerry. It's not the kids. And it is people. I mean, there was witnesses to that incident in Listowel Sunday evening or whatever, that cars were pulling up, giving a supply to children and going away again. So our target is the supplier, but our first initial reports to put a stop on this now before the long weekend, the Halloween weekend, where kids go out and people trick-or-treating, just to make that safe, just to make them safe. And what happened in Tablet again will never again happen. But it has to, education, and it has to start in schools, Gerry. And I've been on the phone with you this morning, trying to get them to all the schools in North Kerry, and indeed Kerry, because it is a national, it's not just a local issue, it's a national one, and it's dangerous, and it's very, very dangerous.
And it's not just local to Listowel. We had issues in Tarbert last year. We had other issues in other towns around this time of the year, and we're getting reports of the same activity again this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the severity of it, let's be honest here, and it has been stated that, you know, that parents have to be accountable for their children. Absolutely, absolutely, no doubt about that. But the target, at the end of the day, if something goes really bad here, that there is, and I mean, we know the dangers of fireworks, and that's why there's sanctions against them.
Yeah.
We know the dangers. But if kids are caught now on possession, either the intent to sell or supply, throwing ignited fireworks at people's property. There's a 10,000 fine on this. And this will be implemented. I'm telling every parent that's listening to your show this morning to let their kids know that, please, look, this is what could come down mom and dad's door. And worse, there's an imprisonment sentence as well. So that's the campaign that's going on right now. It's unfortunate that you know, the events over the last couple of nights in Kinmare and all over North Kerry as well has happened. But it's not too late to resource all the Gardaí. I've been out to the Gardaí already to get more resources on the streets, more visibility, because if there is visibility and the children and the parents know the consequences of what can come down the road, then I think we can cut out the supply. We can cut out the big boys who are bringing these fireworks and these explosives into kids' hands.
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
Because somebody's making money out of this at the heart of it, to create the supply on the black market.
Absolutely. And just look, the events that happened last year, and I promised the people in Talbot that they would never again see that. I'm hoping and praying now that the Gardaí will step up. But that event that happened in Talbot last year, that was scheduled for another town in North Kerry. And because the Gardaí did, I suppose, really spoil their efforts, then they moved it to another village. So there's no one here that's I suppose, really, that I suppose, that can't, I suppose, stay out of the harm's way if they're port your area, because it's organised. Yeah. It's nearly organised at the moment, and it's not the kids that are organised, it's adults that are sourcing this, and they're sourcing the kids, and they're sourcing a big amount of money coming into their pockets because of, as a result of selling these fireworks.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mike. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about that.
That's Finnegan.
Senator Mike Kennelly with us on the line in relation to that. If you have a view on it, a lot of people getting in touch on this particular subject, we want to hear from you.